Thank you for listening, and welcome to When Pigs Fly. Talk from the heart, the mind, and the soul. And I'm your host, Andrew Fetter.
I'm here and ready to talk, and my throat feels a little bit better than it did last week. I did have some issues with my throat. It's been going around. Sort of weird how this little viral thing has been tippering away. Anyway, I want to express some situations that have come into mind, and particularly from my last show, and this is going to go on to this show, which I dealt with from last week, awareness. But before I do, first I want to mention a couple things. First of all, of course, those of you who see on my page, you'll see Angie Madsen. She had done a marvelous tour around the United States. You probably could have heard some of many clips of her sound. She's a marvel as far as her music, her lyrics, and everything else. I do not put up people who I don't think have any otherwise. I think she's very ahead of her game. And do check out her sound and angiematson.com for yourself. Listen to the tunes. Catch your new CD release, which has been released just this year, called Skeleton Arm. Some of my favorites, of course, is Mississippi, Mary, Cool Water. Again, check her out at angiematson.com. And speaking of which, other announcements. First of all, I want to thank all those who I got pre-sales, Marvelous Souls in Las Vegas. When I was in Town Square, I had some many interesting conversations, very profound. Everybody is a teacher to each other, and it was quite fascinating and quite a learning experience. And the same token when I was in Summerlin in the Barnes & Noble store there too as well. I had a fabulous time, and again, thank you all. Now, this weekend, on December 11th, I'm having one here in Los Angeles at Psychic Eye Bookstore in Sherman Oaks, and that's at 13435 Ventura Boulevard in Sherman Oaks, and as I said, 91423. I'm going to be there at 1 p.m., so do come on down. And for those who do purchase my newly released book, Spirit, of course, dealing with going out of body, I'll be giving away some T-shirts. So do come on down and say hello. And I love meeting new people and discussing your thoughts and perceptions of things. It's fascinating. And as a reminder, my next show is next week on the 17th. I will have, once again, Carrie Fezza on my show. And I bring her every 3 months per the calendar astrology. She will divulge what is in the cosmos and tell us what is happening in the forefront. It's amazing that she's been highly accurate on all our accounts, on her forecasts astrologically. And I'm with inquisiting ears looking forward to listening to her when she speaks on my show and explains what's happening. Again, that's on next week on the 17th. Do check that out. Now, magic. And again, I apologize if I have to clear my throat every now and then. I know sometimes that becomes a hassle. But I do want to elaborate right now about magic. What do I mean by magic? First of all, it comes to my mind that people assume that things are mind control or things are symbols or things are done in such a way. And they look into spirituality or the dynamics of politics and things that are done in a magical way. And in reality, there is really not a magic behind any systems. And of course, magic is just an illusion. As any good magician will tell you, it's all a game. It's all an illusion. It's playing with people. There's places of perceptions and the way you look at things. And so, of course, magic is a trick. And that's all it is. There is no real magic to things, both in within the spiritual realms and in with the political realms. Now, when I get down to with understandings of certain things, I want everybody, and this is really, really important, and that includes when you look at me, even when you listen to what I have to say, or anybody, whether whatever show or whatever politician, I don't care if it's David Icke or anybody you listen to. I don't care if they're saying Holy Moses. I don't care if it's Bashar. I don't care if it's God himself if you believe in the finite kind of God. Anybody, question, look it up, investigate with an open mind. See what is real and what is not. See what is the emperor's clothes and what isn't. You have to decide. This is very important to understand. This is where the magic comes into being that is not magic. It's when you question things, when you become the cynical one, when you do the skeptical one. Not being skeptic into the sort of a person, I don't believe in this and that. Well, when you see a door hit you in the face, you know a door just hit you in the face. Not to that extent, but you still question the door, that why it hit you in the face. Do question things. Do, by questioning, you will get through the circumstances of what the real magic tricks are. And by doing so, it's going to protect your willpower, which is a very important element which somebody when tries to utilize any kind of form of manipulative magic. And that involves a logical kind, that includes symbolization or subliminal kind, which I'll get into. Now, there is one thing I do want to say. For one thing, as an old saying goes, and this ain't no magic trick, always follow the money, as they say. That's a real old saying, isn't it? But it does have some truth behind it. So when I say to you, is it a magic trick of the Federal Reserve and the Bank of England? Is it a magic trick to who really owns them? I want you to investigate for your own. Don't believe me. Don't believe anybody. Check out for yourself. Don't just go look it up on something like Wikipedia or something standard. Find out for yourself who and how the Federal Reserve was developed and who actually owns it. Find out yourself who actually owns the Bank of England and how it was developed. You will know where the money's laid. You will also see who benefits. That often shows you who benefits from things, often leads to you who is really in control of it, because that's the whole point of it. Usually people do things to benefit themselves 99% of the time. When it becomes another material needs, they will become very narcissistic. And that narcissism points to the very point of who created it. So just look that up for yourself. Look at when the Federal Reserve Act was developed in 1913. Go look it up in 1933 when, you know, certain situations happened between the negotiations with the Federal Reserve and FDR. Look up who the Bank of England and how they're tied up with the Queen, with the royalty. See who the Rothschilds are. You can even look up within the Rothschilds who they really are, and they're not, first of all, Jews. They're actual Bowers. You'll see all the links between all of them. So just look at those things. And again, don't take my word for granted. This is ain't magic. Now, another comes to mind of things that are happening. The reason why I bring up the magic tricks, because lately we've had a lot of things where everybody knows about what's, unless you're living inside a rock and not listening to the news. Some people like to live within their own little bubble. And some people like to create a bubble because they think everything is deluged information. And that's their choice. But you can't just live under a rock and not know what's going around you, because then you don't even know what the hell other people are talking about. You need to sort of understand what society is trying to project, or people within society are projecting. So, and long so, WikiLeaks. WikiLeaks is something very interesting that's happening. It is it some truth that's coming out that's being divulged? And yet you'll see a correlation where they're attacking the messenger. You know, whether he did committed sexual assaults or molestation on some women or whatever, that's a question. Is it for sure? People jump to conclusion, and it's sort of coincidental he's being attacked for this at this time when all his leaks have come out. What they divulged? They showed how the U.S. is, for example, involvement of wanting to push, being pushed by not Israel, but by the Arab states to go after Iran, which takes in consideration that is the influence of AIPAC is not all there. That's all a facade. It's actually Arab oil that's actually been pushing policies within the U.S. That would tell you something what's going on in the Middle East. It's telling you what's really going on. It's interesting to note that there's a lot of other WikiLeaks that have come out, like Turkey's influence, wanting to push, worrying about the U.S. coming about its murder of a million Armenians back during the World War One, which doesn't they do not want to come out. The first Holocaust on the Armenian people, which also led to Hitler's ability to go ahead and do the copycat on 6 million Jews and 4 million others. So it is interesting to note that this WikiLeaks, this stuff, this information is coming out of not just that info, but also showing a lot of other how the influences of Hillary Clinton and all the parties that are playing, from the Bank of England, from William himself, and to all the royalty, how their influence around the world is showing who they really are. It's showing how the players themselves, from Levini to Assad to in the past Arafat, it's showing how they are all playing games with all the peoples in the Middle East, into the Asia, into Europe, and even Africa. It's coming to a realization and showing that there is a real game going on. Now, what do they do? They attack the messenger. Again, is this a magic trick? Why are they diverting the attention? They're trying to divert your attention, which is a magic trick I'll get into. It's a part of diversion. Get you to hate the messenger, therefore kill the message. They tried this once before when it had the Pentagon Papers, way back when. And now with it seems like history repeating itself. Look, when Michael Jackson was trying to open his mouth, what did they start doing when he was beginning to open his mouth? They made him like a crazy lunatic molester, and finally they did him in. Look what they did to Tupac, and they finally did him in. So this goes into show you that it's not always the magic trick. Sometimes it's more than just magic, but again, I want people out there to investigate for themselves. Look up this information and see if there's a correlation amongst themselves. You decide. Not me. You decide. Not Alex Jones. Not David Icke. Not anybody I have on my shows. Not even me. Not anything. You need to investigate yourself. And this is very important. Also, I want to take a note that look at what's happening lately. And this is really, really surprising. Actually, not so surprising. I'm actually sort of happy because it seems so that people are starting to wake up. Look at what's happening with attackers taking revenge on those who have been attacking WikiLeaks. I think that shows you something that's going on around the world. There is a consciousness of humanity that has been waking up for minute by minute. And this consciousness is taking hold around the world. They're no longer sitting back. You know, I would not be surprised if it continue on, this fighting back by people who are hacking, that will not stop their attack and continue their attack, even to the point of attacking the Federal Reserve and the Bank of England or the IRS or the collectors from Illuminati. Will they begin this, begin to cash them? Will this begin the beginning of the beginning, as they say, the beginning of the end? I'm just saying to this is just an idea of systems that are possibly having in it. This ain't no magic trick. This is some things that may be happening. And I wonder where are their magic traps being placed. If they would start, hackers start showing, here is free energy in front of one's face. Perhaps they'll start throwing out in web pages left and right all over the news. Here is free energy, electromagnetic energy produced by John Searle, for example, or others. Here it is, people. Read it. Look at it. They have been pulling a facade. We have it in our realm, in our hand. There are no tricks or there are no tricks or magic tricks in this. And like I said, there are no magic tricks here. This ain't tricks or tricks or treat for kids, as they say in the motto. And I'm wondering if the Brits are waking up. The Brits have finally started waking up and realizing they're really getting effed up by getting their tuitions tripled. Not just increased, tripled, and they're fighting back. Is it a coincidence that they attack Prince Charles? They didn't really attack who the government. They now know the Brits are waking up, realizing it is not the parliament that controls the government. It is not the prime minister that determines policy. They're realizing perhaps that The magic trick has been a facade that they have a democracy, which they don't. They don't even have free speech. When I was there, God forbid you say something bad about the Queen or MI5 might pick you up, or you say something about there's chemtrails across the sky that the government has perpetrated this, and then you're picked up. People are waking up. Maybe that's why they attacked Prince Charles. Maybe the next attack is the Queen of England. Maybe people are finally waking up to it's been a facade that they have now no democracy. They never had one. It's even worse than the U.S. could ever imagine. They have no guns to fight back. They have no arms. All they have are their hearts and their voices to set themselves apart. So is that a magic trick? Is the magic trick up? Have people figured out that they've been played and tricked upon in this magic trick? Once you know the trick, the magic is gone. They can't play a game and play your game of willpower. Is this the payback? The payback to the Illuminati? As the payback continues, there's certainly for every action, there's a reaction to the Illuminati. Like we say, do not tread upon us. Perhaps payback is just the beginning of these times. Is this just the magic that continues, or the magic that has been undisclosed or disclosed for what it really is? Are people realizing they've lost their sovereignty and now are trying to regain their own self-worth, their own self-love, by projecting unconditional love for all humanity, and by doing so has raised the frequency, therefore becoming aware of things around them, loving Earth, loving each other? There is no difference between one or another. Maybe they're becoming aware of this magic trick to divide, to create hate. When you are aware of things, it's perhaps certain difficult, and sometimes it is difficult, to step backwards and pretend to believe that the magician trick is real when you understand that its sole purpose was to manipulate you to believe that the illusion was and is real. It's hard to go back when you know the trick, isn't it? When you know the trick is just pure bullshit, then you know it's all a game. It's an illusion. You can't go back anymore. You can't play the game that, oh, yes, I know that there really is a democracy when we never won't have one. Or we do have a true voice, and it's not. You know, there is a thing, a utilization of magic. And here are the very elements of the magic trick. And I'm going to get this very poignant. It's called mind control. Some think of it or call it mind control. And it's a magic trick. Because in reality, there is no such thing as mind control. It's a manipulation. And I'll explain further upon that. So in reality, there is really no mind control. There is an ability to manipulate to make you think there is a mind control. Once you believe that the magic is real, they already think, then you're already controlled. If you believe in magic, then they have you. And I'll explain further. Symbols, for example. Symbols are often created and utilized in different societies for different images. But the preferences in utilizing symbols have their exploitation based upon what each individual or particular society looks at those symbols and where the relationship are. Boy, it sounds like they're on the way to get you. Hi, Apollo. Wow. Anyway, as I hear the sirens go in the background, but the symbols, they have themselves their own perception and way they utilize, and they can also be utilized subliminally based upon your perspectives and beliefs. And again, beliefs is really important to understand in the manipulation of magic. Diversion. Diversion is often utilized. It is a part of magic to get you look at one thing while they're doing another. This is actually about 80% of the time those who manipulate magic will utilize a diversion game. It is often used by magicians. You will look at one thing while they're doing another, creating an illusion that is happening before your very eyes, and you believe in the illusion, but it is a facade. Any magician will tell you there is a diversion when they utilize magic. The biggest magic trick and it is amazing how it's been utilized, has been organized religions. And then with their symbolisms and their belief systems, because they got you to believe. The magic trick. They got you to believe that you're separate. They got you to believe in a finite kind of God. They got you to believe that you need to go to a cleric, like an imam, a priest, a mullah, a rabbi, a pastor, in order to connect with God. They created this illusion, a magic trick. They got you to believe in the facade and the illusion that there's a personification of God. They got you to believe that you are separate from Earth, separate from each other, and separate from one another. This, of course, is an illusion, a magic trick, to get you to believe in their magic trick. And by you believing it, you believe in their illusion. Commercials. Commercials often utilize. Same thing they utilize. They know the certain dynamics. I worked in the commercial industry. I know exactly how they utilize. I've did graphics for 10 years inside Las Vegas. And they even utilize exact things, systems, to manipulate people to what? To gamble, to spend their money. I saw how they use their magic tricks. They showed me, because I had to set their symbols even on their own one-armed bandits as your slot machines. How can you have somebody look at a machine, put in coin, and pull with their arm, or often just with a tap, they make it a little easier, and these symbols start spinning around. These symbols that they utilize are for a reason. They purposely, subliminally get you to stay there. They're set up so you consistently put your money down in that slot over and over and over. They do a lot of things, both with hearing and seeing. This is what's utilized. Commercials are the same. They do subliminally things. This is what often people I've had past guests talk about, including, Simona Lewis and others have talked about how they use symbolizations with Illuminati. This is not really mind control because it's subliminal. It's because once you know that it's subliminally done, it's no longer mind control. But because you're not aware of it, if you know there's, like, for example, something sexual behind it, your natural instinct, you're sexually be turned on by it, you'll go toward it. This is why they use a lot of sexual inferences within commercials. It's not because they want you to go out there and have fun. It's because subliminally, if you sense something sexually, you'll have a desire for it. They do this with food. You often see with food, it's elaborated with sexuality. It's purposely done because utilizing one of the things is either you're hungry, you're thirsty, or sexually desire. The animal instincts for you, what you desire physiologically with your hypothalamus or whether your sexual desires are embedded in you, but they're also in within your mind. So they try to play upon these images. It's not a it's just a trick. That's what I'm saying to you. They use this in many ways, whether it's dancers, singers, music. These are utilized, but they also utilize this as a diversion, which I got into. They use these even without you realizing in within religion. They'll tell you, for example, I'll give you an example. They often portray, in a lot of organized religions, that sex is evil, bad, dirty, something like that. What it does is actually triggering within your mind that the hidden desire, the thing that you can't have, is the most thing you want. It's like telling a teenager, alcohol, you can't have alcohol, it's forbidden. So what do? They want more alcohol. You tell somebody that something they can't have, they're going to want it more. This is the same thing. This is what religions, the magic of utilize. So I said that yes, there's a plethora of images to blanket your mind with subliminal thoughts. But once you know this trick, it is what it is. It's very futile. You know, it's like you go into Universal Studios. That's like where they make movies, right? Here in Los Angeles. And I think they have one. They also have one, of course, in Orlando. That's not really where they make them, but you know, most people know of Hollywood. And once you go and see in the Universal Studios and take the little trip and you see how they really make money, you make the movies, you see the fake blood and you see all the effects and you know it's not real, then what? You see that you're going, wow, that movie is really fake. So then when you watch that movie, maybe then you realize, even unsubliminally, you're not taken by what it is. That's what I'm getting to. Once you know once you know that it's really it's made up and it's fake, it's not real, they're playing with you, then it's no longer a magic trick. They can't fool you. This is what it gets behind. I have friends of mine who are constantly posting stuff and becoming aware of throwing the image and subliminally showing the things, but they're leaving out one most important thing. They think that they're showing all these things in mind control. They're leaving one important aspect, and that is you. You do not have to be controlled. It is within your very means. You believe you can't be controlled. You will not be controlled. It's your own willpower. It's by belief. See, like I told you, if they get you to believe in the magic trick, then they got you. It's like when a child doesn't know it's not real, then what do? They don't believe in it. But when a child doesn't know it's not real, what do? But they believe in the magic trick. The same thing with Illuminati, the same thing with clerics or anyone else. If they show you how they're doing the trick, you're not going to be impressed by it now, will you? You're no longer being wow. You're not being oohed by it. Now, here's another thing. For example, in London, when I was there, I was extremely amazed by the plethora and the Illuminati imagery is so prevalent. It's sickening. I've never seen such, and it's in front of everybody, that some people are just walking with blinders. Or is it just blinders? Maybe they know it but don't want to believe it, or they're just don't realize it. It's pretty frankly, it's sort of bizarre. I didn't know why, and this is not a put down to my friends who live in London. I had a weird, nasty feeling every time I went to London. I mean, I really wanted to try to enjoy London. I enjoyed definitely, but there was definitely negativity within London. I mean, I stayed with a very enlightened person. She's my best friend. And I enjoyed her talks, and I enjoyed meeting all the great souls while in London. But still, there was a deep darkness. It's almost like I could not wait to get the hell out of there. I hate to tell you. And I didn't understand this why. And this, a lot of people I know who are very enlightened have the same feeling every time they see London. I'm not the only one. Every time I've talked to a few people who I know who live around whatever, who have come to London, have the same weird feeling about London. And then it hit me. It's because as I was walking around London and being shown all the feudal temples of flash symbols of all the Luciferian crap, BS, people walking around like zombies. And again, they're subliminally, excuse me, accepting these symbols of power and disassociating themselves with disconcern. They're not really concerned about what's going on, and they're being influenced by them. In other words, they're allowing their belief systems and falling prey to the notion that they must and give up their willpower. Because this is what's been embedded within them, to give up their willpower. Again, this is by their own belief. So some people, if you show it to them, they'll see it and they go, oh, this will explode off their mind. It's like telling somebody, hey, don't eat this because it's got some, aspartame. Don't drink that diet pop because it's going to cause your brain cells to go down. You know, they'll either believe you and they'll continue drinking it or put it down. But a lot of them, 9 out of 10 times, they'll just keep on drinking it because in their own belief system, they've given up their will and just drink it anyway. Like, oh, well, what I'm going to do? Everything else is bad. Because they've given up that notion. They've given up that will because it is their willpower. They've given up the will. And that, by the willpower, have fallen into accepting that magic and by believing that magic is real. When that magic in their reality isn't. They've been tricked. So by doing so, they embody that. So in London, we'll have all these images of Luciferian, and believe me, I saw all over the place. Like, when you go into the Masonic lodges there, which I'll get into a little bit later now, I saw a whole bunch of, like, Luciferian stuff, upside down pentagrams and Lucifer himself. It was pretty amazing. And then walking around with all the one-eyed crap all over London. I mean, I walked around LA, I was like, is this the same thing? And it ain't. I mean, I seriously try to look for the same thing. And believe me, there's a big difference. So I couldn't understand why there's such a big difference. And then I realized why that is. It's because they really want to hold on to the London. And they have their own reasons for holding on Londoners. And it has to do with their own particular strategy. By the way, I want to also explain there's the Vatican is not alone. I mean, the Illuminati are not the only ones who use a lot of images of Luciferian images within their own system stuff. I mean, you'd be surprised. The Vatican uses the same dark Luciferian images, the same symbols that the Illuminati of the Freemasons in the UK. Notice I said the Freemasons of the UK because I think there's some differences in Freemasons. I'm finding out myself, and I'll get into. And there might be because there's more politics involved of two different orders. Not all Christians are the same, like Catholics and Protestants. And I'm thinking that is myself. And like I said, I question things. Somebody told me, no, they're all the same. But even though I still question it, I look into what I see, and this is just my belief. I investigate. I make up my own mind. Nobody makes up the mind for myself. Just as you need to make up your own mind. You make your own investigation. You make your own determination. Nobody can tell you it's absolutely the way this is the way it is. And if they tell you, tell them you're full of shit. And if they say, I'm wrong, then tell them, I agree, you're wrong. Because we're all wrong. Because until you investigate yourself, you make your own decisions and decide for yourself. Nobody can tell you. You make your own determination. And being awakened, by the way, is not because you agree with somebody. Being awakened is because you become aware of certain issues that are happening around you. But the real awakening, like I got into my last show, is being awakening to your environment, to your own spirituality, to awakening your consciousness that you are connected to all things. That elevation is a process, is a real awakening. Not that I'm aware that there are Illuminati out there. That's not awakening, I'm sorry. If you still have the mindful that you are separate from each other, you are not awakening yourself. If you still believe in division between people, then you're not really awakened now, are you? And now, if you don't believe that we're not connected, try looking up in quantum within quantum physics, the sciences. Look at the energy systems, how we are all connected. If you don't believe me, investigate it yourself. See how there's no differences between energy systems, between bodies and space. Even within space, there's energy. This has been with Max? The famous quantum theorist, Pott. I can't remember his name now. I apologize. By the way, like I said, Vatican uses these very same Luciferian images that the Illuminati have used of the Freemasons in the UK. And by the way, when I did, like I want to explain to you, did my own research in Los Angeles, I checked out the Scottish Rite Masonic Lodge and Wilshire Boulevard, and in fact found no such dark Luciferian crowd. In fact, I found the opposite. They had symbols of divine light and love, of mankind, of God. And I saw with my own eyes, they used symbols that were definitely different, opposite. Now, anyone out there, please do enlighten me. Regarding the disparity between what I saw in Masonic lounges, please contact me. Because I think, personally, there might be a differences between lodges. Somebody has spoken to me in a recent past that there is a difference, one in what the Masons, Freemasons in England and London, like Yorkshire, and the ones that like the Scottish Rite. So is there a difference? Educate me. Maybe I can educate the listeners might know as well. I'm always open. I have open mind and open ears. I'm constantly learning. This is not an ongoing thing. Maybe I'm right. Maybe I'm wrong. I want to know. Just like you want to know. This is part of each of us teaching each other, of understanding what's really going on. Not just because somebody says it is, because you want to find out for sure and make up your own mind. So, anyone out there who knows, who has a greater understanding, who can actually point to me various sources between what the real history between the Masonic lodges are, with the Scottish Rite and whatnot and the Illuminati. I really want to know. I believe that there is definitely was an influence with Illuminati within a lot of the Masonic lounges. That is definitely there. But is it all of them? Is it all Masons are the same? Are all Freemasons the same? That's like saying all Christians the same, all Jews the same, all Muslims the same. They're definitely not, right? So if all fingers are the same, that would be the same thing. They aren't. So I want to know. So please, contact me. Here's my email address, flyingpigs@artlover.com. Send me information. I love to hear it. May perhaps even have you on my show if you have would like to be on my show and explain the differences. I would love to really know, because I'm really questioning myself on a lot of things that I see that people have projected to me. I want to know, just as you want to know the truth. And by understanding the truth, that will greatly enhance us even better. Now, and just based upon the Masonic symbols. Anyway, I want to get into the understandings and the magic tricks of the symbols behind the Illuminati. Are they real, or they just believe that what they are real for you? Now, they use the symbolizations because they believe they have power. And they try to make you believe they have power. And once you believe, they got you, right? So first, they got to get you to believe in the magic as if it was really magic. Then they got you believing it is really a trick, because you're going to believe in the trick. It's like once you get their will, and you're beholden to them. Once they get you, the willpower again, they hold you. They got you. It's like the movie. There's a movie called The Skeleton Key, and then the girl had, and this is true. And black magic, and this isn't, when I say black magic, it's all like, this is an example, black magic. How it gets the person, they have to really believe that the black magic is real and it works. Once they believe it, and they give up their will, they've given up their will of it, then it works. When you don't believe it, it can never work. That's the trick. Because all it is a trick. Like I said, once you're aware that it's a trick, there's no more magic, is there? Now, awareness means you become aware of this kind of magic trick. It's like what I said in my past show. Once you become aware in a spiritual context of these systems around you, from a spiritual side, it obviously makes it down to the more finite levels of understanding of things that are happening. As long as you know it's all bullshit, that you are truly aware that it is just a trick with no real empowerment, then it can't empower you. Empowerment comes when it comes to you, your own empowerment, when you have your own awareness of the trick and not giving up your willpower. Excuse me. And by the way, don't ever, ever do any hypnosis. I highly recommend that you don't. And this is what I believe. Again, I believe. And because I've seen it over and over again, and it's what I've been taught, but also I've seen it. You do an investigation yourself, in fact. But hypnosis, I believe, removes your self-empowerment. Because what is hypnosis? They have to get your empowerment. They have to get your will. They get you to agree to allow them to do what they want to do to you. This is just a magic trick used by giving one's will. So once you've done this hypnosis, you become susceptible, even to the point of being utilized for dark magic, because you've given the most important thing, your willpower. And by giving up your willpower, you've fallen belief, you've given up your own belief system by believing in those who are imposing their power upon you, imposing their magic upon you, their sense of trickery, because you've lost your will. That is your sense of willpower. By the way, your chakra for will, but coincidentally, is your throat. Think about that. Why is your chakra in your throat? It's not, and it's above your heart. It's higher than your heart. Get it? It's higher than love. You can love all the things you want, all the things around you. You can love earth, love everything. But if you don't have your own sense of self-worth, your own will, which is in your throat, it's cut the head off. Get it? So your heart is running around loving whatever there is, but it can't think for itself. Get it? you can't think for yourself. Your heart can be manipulated to believing whatever it wants to do. So that's why I say it's really important to hold on to your own willpower. Now, to get your own will back, willpower, it's pretty very, very simple. It is really simple to get your own willpower back. Yes, it is simple. Believe in you. Know you and know yourself. I mean, it's like I said, it's pretty simple. You got to know yourself and believe in yourself and know you can choose. This is why I keep on telling you, decide. You choose. Believe that you can choose and acknowledge that you have the choice to choose for yourself. Be skeptical of all things, even me. Be a cynical within your air. Be Israel. Israel, by the way, literally means, comes from Jacob. His name was changed from Jacob to Israel. Because what did he do? He wrestled with angels. He wrestled with God. The rule of circumstance, it literally means wrestling with God or angels, was questioning all things. Questioning God himself. Questioning things. Questioning everything. Questioning the universe. That's what it meant to be by being Israel. We are all Israel if we want to be. That's the literal meaning, by the way. So, example. From an answer, your question the answer. Question the question. Question things. Investigate. You find the answer and then question the answer and continue on. Yeah, it is down the rabbit hole, but wisdom and understanding is a continuing effect. This is all comes to what's ever around you. Question the Bible, question the Quran, the Bhagavad Gita, and so on and so on. Question everything. Look at all the symbols and understand for what they are. I mean, the symbols have also a very mixed meanings depending on societies for different peoples. For example, red in the Far East means purity. In the West, it can mean anger or passion. The swastika amongst the Native Americans means life. In Europe, it symbolizes something evil, Nazism, racism, right? So depending on what peoples, everybody has their perspectives, their beliefs. And that's what the symbolizations are important to understand. What one symbol for one people is different for another. It's often their belief. It's their will to believe in it. Again, the belief. Symbols themselves have nothing to them. They don't mean diddly squat. It's what you believe them to believe that empowers those symbols. But the symbols, subliminal symbols work if you, again, believe in them for themselves. But you do not have to believe in them and empower them. Again, they all crap. They're bullshit. These symbols have no real meaning unless you believe they have meaning. Again, if you don't believe they just diddly squat, they don't mean crap, and you realize they're just a magic trick, you don't get upset by them. Look how many Muslims that went on a rampage over a stupid picture of Muhammad's picture on a cartoon. Big fucking deal. What did they do? They gave up their own willpower. By what? A facade of a symbol, which in fact, in reality, means crap, means nothing. It's a piece of paper. They'll call it blasphemy because they believe in this magic trick. They believe in it so much they're going to give up themselves, their own bodies, their own souls. They sold their souls, yes, to the dark side because they've been tricked. This is what I'm talking about. Believing my God is better than your God crap is the same manipulated magic trick. If one uses God a holy or derogatory way, what does it really mean? It means nothing. Unless you believe and have a belief that creates the assumed reality, which is just an illusion of your own beliefs. It's all pure BS. These symbols, these words have no real symbolization. They're just what they are. Even in Kabbalism, I hold up a letter, it doesn't mean crap. It's because of what the belief behind them creates. There's like a mechanical energy behind them. That, in my own mind, creates that. That is the reality. It's not the magic. It's the magic trick of the symbol that you put your own belief system. I can put a dot on the square and believe that has some serious implications. But that dot doesn't mean anything unless I put some thought behind it. Again, your thought of is your belief system in it. If you realize that they're just nonsense, not real, and you don't give them power and empower them with some Luciferian bullshit beliefs, then you'll realize this is just pure bullshit. Again, I hate to say it, keep on using the word, but it is bullshit magic that the Luciferians and Illuminati want you to fall for, including the clerics, because they are the same. They will use magic to divert you more and more of anything else. They'll do it in every way. They'll use sex, like I've said. They'll be, because it's one of the easy ways of diversion, and it ain't a trick. Mind control. Is it real? Symbols, celebrities, diversion, religion. I mean, you hear it over and over, the celebrities, the Paris Hiltons, the Gagas. They'll twist it every concept. They'll have Beyonce, Flash doing one thing. They'll have, you know, you name it. You know, they'll flash things and people get all by. They themselves join their club and they'll flash their stupid little symbols and they'll do their little chants. And they really believe they work, but they don't. They believe they are. They're creating their own illusion, but in reality, that's pure bullshit. They're posing their own magic trick on themselves, thinking they can put the magic trick on you. But once you know that their magic is all bullshit, the game is up, baby. They have no power over you. Get it? Because it's the emperor wears clothes. So if all you care about is what clothes you have and what video games and locked into the world of McCurdy-ersalism, meism, financial greed, or locked into the whatever your imam, mullah, rabbi, pastor, priest believes, you're falling for the same magic, bullshit, crap. You're not just unawakened. You're asleep. You're not even asleep. You're in a coma. Somebody needs to shock you up and go, beep, put some self-worth. And it doesn't, self-worth isn't in your heart. It's in your throat that they take it. It's your will. It's your belief. So you need to wake up. And I don't mean wake up knowing that they're Illuminati. Wake up through your throat, making your own decisions. Decide for yourself. Determine for yourself. Have your own willpower and choose for yourself. Question everything. Question even the media. Tell it to their face. Say, you're full of shit. I want to know the real truth. This is what I got to hand out for WikiLeaks. Because they said, whether you believe them or not, they're saying, here it is. You decide. It's making people decide. The universe is allowing humanity to decide for themselves. It's pulling off the magic trick. It's waking people up into a new context. It's realizing the new world order policy of them and by them, that it is all but magic BS. Because all you have to do is question everything they do, everything that happens around us. Maybe its purpose, what it's done for, realize who's giving you this information perhaps. Question all things. Look it up yourself, like I said again. You know, I keep on saying, look it up yourself, be cynical, get it? I want you to understand this. I want you to have your own will back. I'm not giving you your own power back. You're getting your own willpower back. Pass it to your friends, your neighbors, your loved ones. It's okay to disagree. Find out. It's okay to discuss. Sometimes you want to chill out and not want to discuss. That's all fine. But in these times, where you're wondering whether your kids are being fed, what's going to happen to your grandkids, what's happening with your health care, whether you have clothes on your back, whether you have energy while you're working hard and don't have any money, or don't even have a job, I'm wondering where that job just over bankruptcy thing is going to come into being. So that you can be a hamster on that little wheel. Wonder when that ends. When you don't have to be that perpetual slave. Be the serf to the Queen of England. And I'm talking around all the world. When does it end? Is when it ends is when you have your willpower. When the world questions, when humanity wakes up, when humanity rises up, raises its frequency, not just by love, but the new order of self-awakening, which is questioning, self-determination, self-worth, having your willpower. So, unconditional love is one very important of raising the foundation, of raising the frequency. It's connecting to us. The other, which is self-love of yourself, unconditional love. What do you do when you have your own self-worth by having yourself with your willpower back? You are actually gaining your own self-love, your own self-worth. It vibrates. They're all connected. Why do you think the throat chakra is connected to your heart chakra? Because they're going in unison. But like I said, if you don't have no willpower and you have all the love you want, you're going to love things that you don't even have choice of because you gave up your choice. You're going to love everything that is there. You'll love to be, you want to be a masochist? We all choose. Somebody said to me, they didn't believe me. I said, all humanity makes choices. We all cheat. We all own consciousness. And yes, humanity did make the choice of having Illuminati. So somebody said to me, well, you mean humanity chose to be suffering? I can't believe they chose to be suffering. You think people like to suffer? I says, yes, they do. People like to suffer. I hate to say it to you. They like to feel pity. They like being told what to do. People in general like to be sheep. And why do they like to be sheep? Because they don't have to take responsibility for their actions. Because they assume they don't have to take responsibility, but in reality, they are always taking responsibility of their actions. Because their action was what? They gave up their will. They allowed something to dictate. They allowed not to question. They fell for the magic trick because they choose not to question, so they believe. They chose. You don't just believe in something. You choose to believe in something. Again, choice. You didn't question it. You just believed it. So like I said, many will use the awakening reference to spiritual context. You got to question that. Even question me. You know, the bottom line is, it's not a magic trick. That's all it is. You'll find out the magic trick and find out yourself. The Federal Reserve is private. The Morgans. JFK didn't when he dissolved the Federal Reserve and he got an early drive-by, he certainly wasn't killed by a magic bullet, or was he? You know, you'll become aware of the things that are around you, the magic trick, who the real owners are, as George Collins said, and ain't no magic trick. You'll have maybe an understanding, are these magic, the Dems and Republicans in the U.S. are the one and the same, as just like the U.K., the Labor and Conservative? Who are the real owners? Is that a magic trick of the real owners of the Bank of England? Is really the Windsor family and Bowers or the Rothschilds? Is it a magic trick of who the Illuminati and how they worship Lucifer and how they infiltrated the Freemasons back in the 1700s? Is it a magic trick that the Freemason lodges in the London have Luciferian images, like I said, with pentagrams all over the doorsteps? And was it a magic trick that Stanley Kubrick and Eyes Wide Shut tried showing the very symbolization that was occurring? Was this a magic trick? Was it a magic trick of creating the UN with the policies of the Bilderbergs and the Trilateral Commission, the Council of Four, which they created the UN? Is that a magic trick? Was it a magic trick to put us in perpetual debt with this facade of a monetary system? Wasn't that a magic trick? Is it a magic trick of the bloodlines known to even the Bush and the Obamas and the having the same bloodlines as the Queen of England, even to the bloodlines of Saudis and the Rockefellers, all have the same bloodlines? Look it up, you decide. Is it a magic trick with the Queen of England? Is it not magic trick You investigate. Is it a magic trick that they're trying to prepare Prince William to be the so-called Antichrist? Is it a magic trick that 9/11/77 was set up by them? Was that a magic trick for that particular day? Being the Illuminati and how the, like I said, the Illuminati infiltrated the Freemasons. And how the Illuminati and the Vatican are one and the same. Is that not a magic trick? Or is it for real? You decide. Is it a magic trick that we do have? Is it not magic that we do have the ability of free energy like John Searle electromagnetic energy or anti-gravitational energy or any other means that can be utilized creating the long-term dissolution of our planetary system? Wouldn't that be a change? But then again, you investigate. You see if it's a magic trick. You decide what's real. Is it the ETs, the extraterrestrials, the understanding of them, is that a magic trick or not? You decide. Is it not a magic trick that spirituality is realizing who, what we are by understanding, continuing to understand? It's not a magic trick to do this. It's not a magic trick that we always exist in one form or another and we are all connected to each other, to Earth and to the universe. It's not a magic trick to understand that all things change. For every action, there is a reaction. It's not a magic trick. The universe is perfect. A reality is suffering is perceived. Good is really perceived. What is good to some may be bad to others. That the universe is really perfect. It's not a magic trick that there are no victims, only volunteers. It's not a magic trick that we choose and co-create in every which way. Whether we choose to believe it or not, it is what it is. Choice ours. Our journey, our past, we take along with it. We even choose our journey. It's not a magic trick. It's not a magic trick that our soul has no face, but just a constant of energy. And in the universe, it is a reality. It is infinite, even beyond the infinite. Is that a magic trick or the reality? You decide. Isn't it magic to even personify an idea of God? Isn't that illogical, not the reality? God is not a he or she or some man in the sky. Isn't it really a magic trick when somebody personifies the feelings of humanity as if it's a God thing? It's not a father or son. That's illogical. Since all things are infinite, right? You decide. You check it out. Isn't the universe infinite? And how can a God be finite? That would be the opposite, no, wouldn't it? You decide. You see what's real and what's not magic. I mean, your eyes would be there and they're continually listening for the truth. So increasing your own frequency by simply loving will open your senses as well as senses not comprehended by finite notions of them. Meaning your own telepathetic ability will increase. This certainly isn't a magic trick. Oh, go ahead, check it out. Love. Unconditionally love. And lastly, most important, know and be aware of the BS magic tricks that all are around you. Okay, lastly, this is now lastly. It's okay to disagree. It's okay to agree to disagree. And with that, I want to thank you for all listening. God bless you all, and have a truly blessed and glorious weekend. Thank you, and until next week, have a great day. We'll be right back.
images.